was it Zach who got the kind of your vote? Is that right?
Yeah, coach's player of the year.
What's impressed you with Zach this season?
As far as Zach goes, it's a lot of a large part of, you know, his progress he's made with me. When he came to the Sharks, we butt head a lot, and I think he just thought I was you know, picking on him at times. I was, you know, just putting a little bit too much emphasis on what he did wrong, not everybody else. And he was just kind of immature and young. And I think last season he kind of turned a corner, and you know, he kind of realized that, well, when I do what Atiba tells me to do, he doesn't shout at me. You know, once we kind of crossed that barrier, he's just really, you know, grown into his own, and he's becoming a little bit more of a mature player. And you can just see him coming along at right around the right time. You know, he's at that age now where he has to turn that corner, and he has. So hopefully he can continue with that progress. I just wanted to reward him and acknowledge that he has, you know, he's done a lot and he's worked hard, and, you know, he's starting to see some benefits from it.
Was that reassuring for yourself? You could see his talent and trying to get it out of him and sort of manage him that way to finally click the season and see the progression.
Yeah, I try to tell these guys, you know, I'm not know-all. This is new to me too, and Zach's definitely someone identified as having the talent, and you know, he has the right temperament and personality to be successful. But you know, early on, I was kind of skeptical. I thought maybe I was, trying to pull too much out of him, and maybe he wasn't capable of what I was expecting from him. But you know, thankfully, we both stuck with it. You know, I stuck with him, he stuck with me, and now we can see, you know, mutual beneficial on both sides. So I'm really happy that he's had a good season this year, and I'm happy that he's enjoying himself again and enjoying basketball, because at the end of the day, ultimately, that's what it's about.
And I suppose it's good for the British game in general, isn't it? You've got homegrown players who can reach that sort of level, that BBL level, and compete against you know, the best from abroad.
Yeah, I think it's key. You know, Zach's one of those guys that easily could have got lost in the mix after you know, his previous team was a lot of young British talent that was, you know, trying to do something different, and it fell by the wayside. But you know, he easily could have got lost in the shuffle, because you know, when the team folded, they, a lot of players went back to EBL or you know, different leagues in London. So I'm glad that he came up here and he stuck it out with us, and you know, hopefully we can keep on, you know, massaging that relationship as far as finding some more talent, you know, from 15 to 19, and we have a path when we have ways to get them court time without them just either playing a level that's not competitive enough or not being good enough to play at the BBL level. We can find those players that just need that mid-range and that developmental time. So, you know, it's all headed in the right direction.
Let's talk about the playoffs, and obviously this is the bit where you want to be as a coach, and your aim was always to get in the top four, and it's kind of sort of mission accomplished, part one in effect.
Yeah, it was you know, it's been a great season. I've had a real good time coaching these guys. They, you know, as a coach, that's, you know, the ultimate testament that, you know, your players are competing for you, is when you can have a change in lineups as much as we had. And you know, every season people are hurt, and you just don't maybe not see it because they still play. But we've had everybody out or hurt, and at key times, you know, we made the trophy semifinals because Nick had a big game, and you know, we beat Newcastle at home because Colin stepped up in the fourth quarter. So, you know, everybody has a moment like that in the season. So to be finished runners up, you know, like you said, we were shooting for top four, and now we're runners up, and we played for silver, we competed, and I think this is a year that definitely a lot of guys can take away and build from.
So for you as a coach, has it already been a successful season, regardless if you make the playoff final or not?
I mean, I think it has to be. You know, if as the season goes, you know, obviously your goals become more lofty, but from the start of the season with the lineup we had, and, you know, we weren't sure how it was going to plan out, you know, we were hoping for silver, yeah, but we thought top four now would be great. We finished sixth last year, so, and that's, we retained a lot of the same players, so, you know, top four would be great. A lot of other teams also retain players, so it wasn't like we were unique in that category. So to be where we are now, and as long as we can keep, hopefully we can make the finals, but, you know, I can't say that I'm disappointed in this year. It's a lot of positives that hopefully can carry us into the next few seasons and become stronger and more stable as a club and organization.
What about Worcester then, this game with Worcester? I mean, they're a much improved side, but I mean, you've still got the sort of run on them, other than in terms of head-to-head this season.
Yeah, I think they're very well drilled. You know, Paul, the coach for Worcester, does a great job of, you know, he has good sets and the players execute them well. You know, what they do a good job of is they stay in their roles and teams. You know, they execute what the coach does, how they want to do it, and it's consistent. So, you know, if you have an off couple minutes, they take advantage of it. So, we've done a pretty good job of keeping our head for the most part in the league, in the trophy. You know, we had a bad 2-3 minutes, and they ended up beating us by 10-11 a couple times. So, it's a tough game. You know, just as far as we can't come out there and be lax, we have to be on top of our game because they are very consistent and they keep coming at you and they chip away. So, as long as we can, you know, keep our mental toughness up, we should be in the game.
And of course, league MVP in Zaire Taylor. Is he a guy you've got a man marked? Do you key in on him, or do you have to kind of keep on the whole team?
I think he's a key guy, but as you saw in the trophy final, they have guys that can step up and play big games. You know, Jamal and Kyle Williams both was instrumental to them winning that trophy. So, you know, you definitely want to say Zaire Taylor is the guy to focus on and key on, but you can't disregard anybody else. They're a strong side, and you know they were there for the league just like we were, but I think they were a little bit more favorites than us throughout the season because of the consistency. So, you know, Zaire is definitely probably the main ball handler, primary ball handler, and he kind of is the heartbeat of the team. So, you know, it's always good that we try to limit him as much as we can to good looks and put a lot of pressure on him. But by no means is LA a one player team.
So, do you feel you're the actual underdogs going into this tie then?
I mean, I think so. I think a lot of people are surprised that we were able to maintain our position and even climb a bit towards the end of the season. You know, we had probably one of the toughest schedules. We played, you know, 5, 6, 7 games in a short time span several times. And we had no discernible face of, you know, we had BJ, but outside of that, BJ and Tuck, I would say, have been the consistent players. But outside of that, everyone has been up and down just because of injuries and in and out. And, you know, other teams like Leicester who had similar injuries to us, they dropped 3 quick games. And, you know, so other teams in the league are kind of, you know, we were kind of surprising. I don't think we've really blown people away. We've always just kind of got wins and stayed competitive and won games and did enough to win. But, you know, I think we still have the underdog title a little bit because, you know, Worcester probably feels they should have won the league and came a little short against us. And, so we got to make sure we understand that going in, and it's not going to be an easy game.
I mean, you got the first leg first. Is that a disadvantage in the sort of two-leg tie?
Usually you would say that. Most times it is a disadvantage. You like to have the second leg at home just because it's comfort zone, and if you are in a hole, you have that advantage. So, you know, we've been on both sides of the coin, and, you know, We've had the home leg second, not had a great turnout, so hopefully we can just put that all and just win games, win both of them. You know, that's the ultimate goal, really, is not worry about the point advantage, just win both games.
Yeah, and of course, final game in the AIS with the Sharks fan base who are kind of a bit more knowledgeable these days in the ins and outs of the league.
I mean, it's a great atmosphere, yeah. It's, you know, we've had a lot of sellout crowds recently. I think everyone's really getting behind us now, and I think a large part of that is as well as the community effort that B-Bron's doing with us and bringing in a lot of different school activities and as well as the Junior Sharks. And we have a lot of parents and young kids come in that we've new faces I haven't seen over the years. And so the crowd has grown, the fan base has grown, and like you said, they're knowledgeable because now they're taking part in the game rather than just coming to watch. So, I think it's coming along. You know, we're getting to the point where we're building that, you know, fan base and legacy where we can have these kids come in at 8, 9, 10, and we can see them prosper in the professionals. And, you know, that's kind of what my goal's been, and hopefully we can keep reaching to that.
Finally, Atiba, just injuries. I know Simmons has been struggling with a wrist injury. Any other concerns going into this weekend?
No, everyone's fit. And Jeremy, you know, he's kind of back in the form a little bit more now after last game. I think he kind of got the monkey off his back. He shot the ball pretty well in the Mason play. So, you know, I think we're all kind of hitting at the right time.